The Core Influence Exercise of Frank Kern. This post is a summary of the presentation of Frank Kern about core influence. This is really powerful exercise for everyone. It will definitely change the way of you relate to yourself and your life. What is your core influence? When you interface with unquat, your crowd unquat, core to core, heart to heart, and this is what you want them to do. Interface with you heart to heart. If you do that, they will do almost anything. How to make lots of people do almost anything. There are two easy steps. Know what you really want and who you really are. Know what your crowd really wants and who they really are. Most of the people have two versions of themselves. The identity they walk around in every day, it's called the shell identity, and the identity they really want, that would be the core identity and is considered the true identity. So what is core influence? Most influence is done on the surface. That means I speak to you, you hear my words. And your brain uses logic to comply or not. Your response is based on logic and emotion. That would be a surface level or head-to-head connection. But there is also the core level to communicate. In this case, your real self speaks to another's real self. So the number one job is to find your real self. With proper guidance, the proper inquiry, your unquat, subconscious unquat, will create a new core identity for you, and this identity is what will speak to your crowd on a core level. And when you identify the core identity of your crowd and can communicate with it, you will have much more power and influence than you ever thought is possible. Discover your core identity. Our deepest real desires give us clues about our core identity. For example, why are you here reading this blog post? Maybe you want to make more money. But why do you want to make more money? This exercise can immediately give you focus, direction, and it can literally lead to replacing your shell identity with the real you. When you are able to communicate from this core place, you are centered, stable, and focused. This total clarity magnetically attracts matches and causes you to be exponentially more persuasive. Plus, you just might stumble into a new and better reality. Before doing this exercise, Frank had thoughts about Porsches, Ferraris, private jets, time freedom. But this attracted wrong customers, built the wrong business, sabotaged money-making opportunities. Made him buying things with his money and then worried about the things. After the exercise, he got rid of the non-fun businesses, the non-fun customers, and he got paid a fortune to make fun videos for his friends and help them get rich by helping others. Sounds better, right? Now before we begin, you need to be aware of the following. Goals and things are irrelevant. Setting goals and wanting things creates an internal struggle that completely inhibits your ability to really get anywhere. The trick is to align your brain and your subconscious. And this is something you will learn right now. Here is an important formula. E plus I equals L. E equals experience. We do not crave things. We crave the experience the things give us. I equals identity. Our experiences, beliefs, and values create our identity. All communication actually comes from your identity. L equals life. Our experiences and identity work together to form our life. What we all really want is a new life. How to create a new life. Imagine, you will live 40 more years. So you have 14,600 more days to go before you're dead. Your life is made up on individual days. To design the perfect life and create your core influence identity, you start with a perfect day. And here is the one question that will change you forever. If there were no limitations or consequences, what would your perfect average day look like? What does this mean? Limitations, financial, geographic, health, limiting people, etc. Consequences, stuff that you could get into trouble for. Average, you could do all this stuff every day and not die or get sick of it. Now here are some important questions you need to ask yourself. Write everything down, give your answers as detailed as possible. Remember, this is probably the most important exercise you have ever done. Take your time to write everything down, and have your perfect average day somewhere where you can read it every day. By the way, the first thing that comes to mind is probably not from your real self. Maybe not even the second. Questions. Where would you live? What would your house look like? What time would you wake up? And what would you do in the morning? What would you have for breakfast? What does the mundane stuff look like, for example taking kids to school? And what would you spend the first half of your day doing? What would you have for lunch? Who would you eat with? What would your friends be like? What would you talk about? Also, what would you do for personal fulfillment? What life purpose would you strive towards? What would your business be? Very important, what time would you start work? What would you actually do at work? What are your clients like? Huh? What is your relationship like? What would you do for family time? What would you have for dinner? Where would you eat? Who would you eat with? What would you talk about? What would you do at night? Who would you do it with? Where? What would your thoughts be as you went to sleep? These questions are all based on desired experience, not goals or things. Remember that our experiences help shape our identity. I know it's a lot of questions and it takes a while to answer all of them and write everything down. But believe me, it's definitely worth the time. Don't think this is just another BS exercise to do. Watch the video to see what Frank Kern uses as examples. He gives some really good answers to some questions that should motivate you or give you an idea on how to do the exercise. Now let's go to step 2, find out who your crowd really is. The key word here is empathy. You must genuinely identify their core identity, know what their real desired outcome is, and know what life they really want. You must actually give a damn, and you must actually help them move toward it. If you have a contribution to make, you need to have a core customer. Create your core customer, or customer avatar. Developing a character or mental image that represents the average of all of your prospective customers is one of the most important exercises you can do to create successful marketing strategies and communications. By creating a customer avatar, you can imagine what it would be like to experience life as that person, which gives you the opportunity to walk in their shoes, and also allows you to discover their fears, frustrations, wants, aspirations, and emotional hot buttons. Now start answering the following questions about your customer avatars. What's their gender? Age? Are they married? Do they have kids? If they are married, what is the spouse like? What does the spouse think of all this foolishness? What's the relationship with the children like? Also, what would this person be wearing? What do they do for a living? How much do they earn? What is their biggest frustration? What is their biggest service desire? Do you know what are their fears? What are their frustrations? What keeps them awake at night? Very important, what do your customers have in common? What would the story of your customer avatar be? What's the ideal name of your avatar and its family? And maybe the most important, what does a day look like of your customer avatar? Please also take your time to make this exercise. Write everything down. If you watch the video below, at 1:40 Frank Kern is reading an example of his customer avatar, called Bob, that might help you create yours. Now that you know who you are writing to specifically, you can influence them on the surface level because you have empathy. 99% of everyone else only communicates on the surface level. You are now better at it than they are, so you already have an advantage. The real money, contribution, and significance comes from core influence. Now that you know who your customer avatar is, step into his/her shoes and run the effortless transformation exercise as if you were him/her. This allows you to uncover who he or she really is. And now you can speak from your core to his/her core.